sus poderes lo llevarán a enfrentar su pasado.
I could make it right if I could just go back and save them.
What did you do?
Want some help?
The Flash, clasificada PG-13, solo en cines 16 de junio.
So tell me about Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Fuck that book. I got about halfway through it and realized, God, this is really bad.
See, this is the thing that I find interesting, though, is you're a guy who often will like grimdark kind of shit. Yes. And twisted takes and stuff. So what was wrong with that being applied to Supergirl specifically?
I guess I was getting really tired of being seen from the perspective of the other character that wants her to be a killer and stuff like that. And it just kind of dragged. I get it's a revenge story, and revenge stories are pretty fat. You don't have to drag it out. And this one, they're like, I got through halfway and I was just like, I got so much other stuff I want to read. I don't really need to read this. I think.
Well, what you're telling me is that Supergirl turns 21. So she goes to a planet where there's a red sun so she can get drunk. And she has to take a spaceship, of course, because she can't fly back out. So she's got a red sun. And then there's another girl who was wanting revenge because her father was killed, you said? Yeah. And she tries to get her brothers to get revenge and they won't do it. And instead, what happens is she finds Supergirl in the bar, but also the guy she wants revenge against finds them.
Well, no. She
beats their asses and steals her spaceship.
She goes to get a warrior to commit this act of vengeance, and she has the sword of the man that killed her father. And the guy takes the sword and tells her, go home, I'll let you know. And he basically smacks her around a bit and decides to leave, and Supergirl whips the shit out of him and I think somebody else. And she decides then that Supergirl is going to be her hero. But Supergirl wants nothing to do with it and starts taking a boat to her ship. And this, I can't remember, the female character swims after her, almost drowns, gets to her. The character who they wanted revenge against hears this, follows them, almost kills Supergirl. I'm not sure if he kills Krypto and steals the ship. I think he wounds Krypto, yeah. And it takes the ship and leaves, and it's the story of basically Supergirl trying to find him to get her ship so she can go home and maybe committing... they get on some kind of intergalactic ship and she's sleeping and the girl's never been off the farm before, and it just... I you know what? I like weird shit like that. Dude, I read the Glory shit. Glory? That was her as an alien. No. The other one. Where she's like... I think... I don't remember vaguely very well, but I remember enjoying it. I remember thinking it was pretty cool and different.
Great art.
Yes, the artwork was cool. Just a different take on Glory. Yeah, this was not that. This was
and they're trying to try to turn that into the movie version of Supergirl.
I like James Gunn a lot, but I don't think he has a Superman movie in him, and I don't think he has a good idea what a Supergirl movie should
be. I'm hoping he has a Superman movie in him, because I feel like is when you watch most of his movies, especially the
Superman's
more recent ones,
fuck a lot, and there's gonna be Uga Chaga in the
background. I don't think he's gonna go there. I think that he's been wanting to break out of being stuck as the trauma guy.
He didn't do Breitbart, but he had something to do with it. Fucking love that movie. It is Superman. It's
Brightburn. Not the right wing news site, yeah. Both are evil.
I was going to say both are evil, but Brightburn, thank you. In that one, you have I love at the end when they show the fucking evil Wonder Woman and the evil Aquaman, and they even bring in the fucking character from his other movie with Dwight.
Oh, Super?
Yeah, Super. Which
spoilers.
I own. Fucking great movie, dude. It's another great
I got
great
it on
one.
DVD. I've never watched it, though.
Blu-ray. You have to watch it, dude. Liv Tyler's fucking amazing in it.
I'm probably going to have some strained feelings about Elliot Page in that movie, though.
Elliot
Page?
Yes. So he did an evil Superman movie, and I guess he didn't do it. He produced it. In my take, I liked it a lot. It's really good. It's fucking dark. Superman's a psycho.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
It's like you said, he has embraced it, though, because he does the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, where he's clearly indulging in the coarse material, the coarse humor, the raw humor.
Yeah.
My thing is, though, is I think that he wants to be able to do something besides that. He wants
I wanted to stretch out his artistic wings.
And I think that he can probably get that out of a system with Superman or embrace that and carry on with that.
But look, we've already had Superman. We've had the Christopher Reeves ultra Boy Scout Superman, and we've had the fucking Zack Snyder kind of dark. He'll kill a motherfucker, but he'll feel bad about it in the morning. Not Superman. Not Batman kill people and he's okay with it. But he fucking sheds a tear and it kind of hurts him a little bit. So we've had the spectrum of Superman. Where is he going
to
fall?
I think he's probably going to be closer to Donner. He apparently has love for the Donner movie, and I think he's taking some inspiration from the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
No, no, no.
No. We talked about this earlier. Boom, 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 boom. Hey.
Hey. That's your Superman movie.
That, yeah. Except he's in Kansas.
Well, yeah.
He's in Kansas.
Yeah,
there's hay bales. Mm-hmm. There's cows. Okay.
I swear to God, dude, if Crypto starts talking, dude, I'm just like, it's Guardians. He's just doing Guardians again. Fucking Crypto's going to start talking.
Whoa, wait. 195% there's going to be a fucking talking Crypto. Oh my God, I haven't even thought about it.
And it's fucking Bradley Cooper again.
It's going to be Vin Diesel and or Bradley Cooper.
No. Vin Diesel is fucking Bizarro. And he just says Bizarro.
Yondu. What's his name?
Yeah, Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker. Who's Michael Rooker going to be?
Terror
Paul
Man?
Kent. Paul Kent.
Who's the Daily Planet
no,
dude?
No, Paul Kent, dude.
Perry White?
Perry White.
No. He's Paul Kent, dude. He's the one that died.
Okay, stop again. Everything we're doing right now. We're taking the entire Galaxy cast. Who are they going to be in this Superman movie? His brother? What's his brother's name?
Sean.
Sean Gunn? Mm. Who is Sean Gunn? Oh, Billy Olson?
No.
100% Billy Olson.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait. So then who's Lois Lane?
Elliot Page.
She was in a Guardian. No, it's either going to be Gamora or the other chick.
Nebula?
Or Nebula. Oh, there's three of them.
No, I don't think it would be Nebula.
I think Gamora.
Does he have a sister? He seems to do this nepotism thing. Who's his wife? His wife's somebody, right?
Yeah, she's the one from Peacemaker.
She's already in DCU, so she can't.
Oh, that's too bad.
So she's already been, she's mid-March.
That's too bad.
She's who?
She's one of the FBI agents from...
Right. She's actually in the DCU. That's right. Okay. She's already there.
Because they made a big deal. He's like, I didn't get her that
part.
Well,
she's the one who gets shot in Guardians Volume 3.
Oh, is that
her? That's her. Okay. Yeah, the guy shot in the plane.
I knew she looked familiar.
Okay.
So what was wrong with Girl of Tomorrow?
Just wasn't very good.
Just didn't do it for you. Now, you know what?
I'm sure that it has its fans. It'll have its people that defend it. Just completely.
Whenever they want to try to do some bold new direction with Supergirl, they always do something dark and make her all damaged and shit. And people who actually like Supergirl are never into it.
And people who don't
like Supergirl really aren't that into it either.
You're gonna hate this. I just saw The Flash. I like their Supergirl.
Yeah, I thought she. I haven't seen the movie.
I like her Supergirl.
People are saying she stole the movie.
She is.
She and Michael Keaton were way better than.
Oh fuck, dude! I watched that movie for Michael Keaton. Like when I watched, that was Batman 89 Returns for me. Flash was just a vehicle to get me there. But their Supergirl, I would watch her, dude. She just had an intensity about her. She looked intense, dude. I mean, especially when they show her where she's all like, you know, they've had her encased in some kind of fucking dome and she hasn't seen the sunlight and she's fucking like, you know, all skinnied out or what do you call it?
Emaciated.
And then when she gets to the sun, you start seeing her like fill out. And she just, when she's flying, dude, she just has an intensity. And I was just like, dude, that's a fucking bad. Like, she's not the kind of, gee golly, Kent, what are we gonna, or Clark, what are we gonna, she looked like she gonna fuck shit up. She was more like a Supreme in my eyes. Like, she just had that cool look. So I like that Supergirl. I just don't get it, dude. Like, it just, no.
So what if she's the one playing Supergirl in the movie that's based on that comic?
But I want to see that's the thing. I don't think, maybe it's just not for me. I get that. I'm not an asshole where it's like, well, no, everything I read should be tailored to my needs. And like, this just wasn't for me. I didn't like it, so I stopped reading it. And I went on to something else. And then I ended up reading fucking, what did I tell you?
Doomsday Clock.
Yeah. And all I can say is fucking
Jeff Johns.
Fuck Jeff Johns in both his ears and his eyes. God damn, that book was so fucked. Just, I can see why Alan Moore's so full of rage, dude. Like,
I assure you he didn't read that.
No, but I could see what he meant by people taking his shit. It's like taking a piece of art and then shitting on it and then telling everybody, look what I did. Look, I poo-pooed. Like, it was just bad, dude. And I read it, both trades, back to back. And I like Dr. Manhattan. I love the movie version of him.
Gary Frank's awesome.
Gary Frank is awesome. But it was like, their Rorschach was stupid. And just, it felt really, really unnecessary. It was like, I know you were talking about cash grabs. And I'm like, this was a cash grab. Dude, this book had no reason to exist whatsoever.
No, I think it did have reasons, multiple reasons to exist. The problem was the
character still.
I do wonder sometimes if it has to do with making sure there's always Watchmen material in print.
Oh, absolutely.
So DC will always be able to hold on to the rights of the characters. Yeah. But also, a lot of that stuff I think is bullshit anyway. It's like, I used to be very much favoring Alan Moore in that situation. The more I've read about it, the more I think that he's full of shit. And he knew what he was fucking signing. And he still gets paid off that shit. So quit being such a little fucking titty baby. Go cash another Jerusalem check, you know?
He's got some seller's remorse and.
Maybe a little bit of that. I think more it's about power and ego, honestly. So if it were about the money or about principles and shit, I think things would have played out a lot differently with a lot of his co-creators. But setting that aside, Doomsday Clock, I think the problem was the intention, besides the fact that I'm sure that DC asked, we need to do something with the Watchmen characters to make sure we not only maintain our ownership of them, but also keep them in the public eye, keep them viable, get the attention and the sales that we would get from having these guys available, tie it into the New 52, use it to explain the New 52. All that made sense. But also, I think the intention was for Doomsday Clock to springboard into the next 5+ years of DC Comics at the time when DC Comics was doing everything they could to push Geoff Johns out the door and sideline him and associate him with a regime at DC Studios that was, you know, outgoing. There was all the accusations that Ray Steve Fisher was making and all this other kind of bullshit. And so I think that they just minimized that and basically they Roy Thomas'd him, where everything that he'd been working on was undercut and he had to change his plans to suit the fact that he wasn't going to be relevant to DC Comics anymore. And he wasn't relevant for several years after that. So I think that book started out being one thing and it became another thing. Some of it might have been because he was distracted by corporate shit. Some of it might have been because he ultimately ended up setting up his own boutique studio over at Image where they're developing properties and stuff. He took Gary Frank with him from Doomsday Clock to work on stuff like Geiger and Junkyard Joe. And it's nakedly obvious that the stuff he's doing at Image is him doing what he would have done for the DC quality acquisitions, the Freedom Fighters. He's basically building up his Freedom Fighters. So the first miniseries was Human Bomb. Second miniseries is G.I. Robot. But he's appropriated the DC characters. He's done what DC Image infamously did, was like, we're just going to take your characters from the corporate comics and we're going to move them over to our company and give them different names and make them cooler and darker and make them more commercially viable and not actually come up with anything new. So I think he was just distracted by setting all that shit up. I think that his company Mad Ghost is named that because he's mad and he became a ghost at DC Comics by the end there. Now they've started bringing him back into the fold to deal with their Justice League characters. Their Justice Society characters, their Golden Age characters, and he's doing some stuff with that right now. Of course, there's also major production delays, just like with Doomsday Clock. Yeah. So what should have taken 2 years is going to take longer. But yeah, I think part of it is he just got thwarted because the things he was going to do, the things that were setting up to be major parts of the DC Universe ended up being a little cul-de-sac. And he was responsible for this Zack Snyder, what happened to him, and then he got Zack Snyder himself at DC.
It just didn't need to be done.
Yeah, it was just tedious again. Yeah. It's like, why is this?
And yeah, I mean, I read...
Who wants this?
I was...
Who wants Rorschach 2 teaming up with Saturn Girl?
Yeah.
And every issue is going to give you background on the actor who played Nathaniel Dusk and how he eventually came out and had a better life for having come out and all this bullshit. It's like, what?
I mean, I got what they were trying to do, but it was just like, I read them.
They were trying to rip off another Alan Moore story
and
not having the talent to pull it off.
There's certain books you can read because you enjoy them. Like the stuff we're going to record later on tonight, I enjoyed the Marshall also. There's some stuff you read because you want to read it just to see how it plays out. And there's some that turns into a chore. That one turned into a chore.
Yeah.
Like I actively had to sit down and say, all right, man, I got to fucking finish at least like one more chapter tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want... It felt like I was taking a fucking midterm exam. I was like, got to get through this fucking... Just get through this chapter. So I fucking blew through that. And then I read the fucking Hulk stuff where he's like a fucking space vehicle for Banner and shit. You haven't read any of that? That's by Liam?
Okay. Was that the one Ryan Otley was drawing, or
it's the one where
the volume that came after the Al Ewing volume?
Where's the one? Yes, it's after that where Bruce the
because you
the
know Hulk they've already started the next volume.
I can't. Oh, there's a third volume.
They stopped that series. That series has ended.
Okay, good.
The first issue of the new series just came out, and that's being written by Philip Kennedy Johnson, who's the guy who's in the military who's been writing comics as well. It's funny because you were mad at Tom King, who is the former CIA agent that now writes comics, and you liked his work on Wonder Woman, Dead Earth.
Yeah,
and he's one of the more hot writers right now.
I like his stuff. I like King's stuff.
And I looked through the first issue. The art's pretty good too, but it's not somebody I'm familiar with. And it's basically Banner on the run again. And he's basically run afoul of some people that I think have something to do with all the different Hulks. And they're basically calling on all the monsters to help them hunt Banner.
I'll check it out.
And so you're seeing like Man-Thing and Ghost Rider and all these other monsters within the Marvel Universe summoned to go after the Hulk. And I guess it's going to be like a big chase story.
Because like the last one was where Banner actually was in the Hulk's body. And he was like a ship. He looked like a fucking ship, and he's like piloting them. Mm-hmm. And he turns up the rage meter, and that's how he powers it. And I thought it was cute for a few issues, and it was like I like stupid stories. You know, it's fun to have something different.
Well, you know, like you know that shit's a palate cleanser because nobody wanted to directly follow Al Ewing's run.
Oh, dude, Al Ewing's that's fucking masterpiece.
Does Fryhole know that the Al Ewing's taking over Thor? Immortal Thor is coming up next.
Oh, I gotta read that.
Okay,
dude, I'm really digging a lot of his shit.
Mm-hmm.
Al Ewing, I've read some of his other stuff. Some Avengers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I kind
of
dug it.
Did you ever read any of his Ultimate stuff?
No, but okay. I'm gonna have to now. I didn't know he wrote Ultimates.
But it's not Ultimates like the Ultimate line. It's Ultimates where they had like the Blue Marvel and Spectrum, and I think Miss America. Black Lightning. Black Panther's in there as well. I don't know. I didn't read it. That was before he got hot. So.
I'm gonna have to read. You know what? I think I've seen it. There's like a collection. There's something about Galactus in it.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it. It looked really interesting, but I didn't pick it up
because
I really do like the Ultimate stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So we talked about that.
Well, did you want to say anything anything more about The Flash?
Well, hold on. I'll get back to that in a second. So I read The Hulk. I read something else. Jesus Christ. Was it that bad that I already forgot it? Like, I went through a binge. Well, right now I'm reading The Ninja Turtles Last Ronin.
Okay. I knew you would want to check that one out.
It's
Got finished it, though?
Nah, but I'm about 3 issues in. It's good, dude. I got very nostalgic reading it. I was like, dude, I haven't seen my old friends, the Turtles, in so long. It was kind of nice to read it, but it's really dark, and I kind of like where it's going. So I'm like maybe 3 issues in so far of that one. Why can't I remember what else I fucking read? Sad. Anyway, and then I got the new question that came up, the trade for
the Black Label one.
Yeah, I want to read that. I have some stuff lined up. Now, back to The Flash. Since y'all two assholes didn't see it. Ezra's Ezra. Fuck him. I don't particularly care. I mean, he got me back to my Batman 89. Keaton is the shit. Loved him. Loved their Supergirl. It was a pretty fucked up movie. Now, I'll agree with Mac. And I know people will defend it. The fucking special effects are fucking bad. Like, not even TV bad. Like, they're just really bad. I forgave him because I'm like, it's a fucking Flash movie. It's the last one. No one gives a shit. I just want to get to Michael Keaton's Batman. That's all I wanted. I didn't care about The Flash. I did like the way they kind of played up their version of fucking Back to the Future, where he goes back but he actually interacts with himself, so apparently there's no fucking causation or anything bad that comes from him talking to himself or touching himself. No time cop where they're supposed to fucking blend in and shit and like blink out of existence. I did like the way Michael Keaton explained the multiverse with spaghetti, where he's talking about like this is like, and so you start moving to spaghetti and how they're gonna intertwine and some will be more on top of others, and that was kind of cute. Batman 89 was the shit. I like, do you want me to spoil any of this or you don't give a shit?
Nobody gives a shit.
Okay. I like,
if anybody gave a shit, that movie would have made money.
Yeah. I like the fact that when they talk to Zod, and in the Superman movies, of course, you know, Clark or Superman's real name, Kal-El, is like they put the DNA of all the children of Krypton or whatever in them. And in this one, it turns out, no, they actually put in Supergirl. And she's like, well, where was Kal-El? And it was like, the child did not survive the procedure. And she fucking, and I'm like, all right, dude, like Zod's killing kids. Like, that's some fucking deep shit there. So that was pretty cool. What else? I kind of like their version was, so the Flash's mom dies, which I don't think she ever died in the comics, right? Am I reading that wrong?
That was some Jeff John shit from like 2009.
Fuck that motherfucker again, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know, right? I know.
He's another one of those.
You gotta have a fucking grim, dark origin story,
dude,
and shit.
What
no.
is that?
You know, wait, Flash.
Who's that asshole that I always bitch about that wrote all the Marvel movies? Bendis? No. The wrote Blade.
Goyer.
Goyer. Fuck him. You know, they work together.
They work together, yeah.
Fuck both of them, right. Dude. Them fucking assholes.
Okay. They co-wrote JSA when he was first getting started in comics.
So fucking have to... Apparently, dude, the DC... Don't be a fucking parent in the DC universe, right. Dude, because your number is fucking up, dude. You are dead. Your kids' origins, you are fucked.
But you remember Flash Rebirth, the one that he did with Ethan Van Sciver, like after the Green Lantern Rebirth?
No.
Like the second of several rebirths? So this is like 09. They decided to give him a dead parent and shit.
Because I liked when he first took over Flash, where like he's fighting fucking Captain Cold and Mirror Master.
Yeah,
those were kind of cool, like when you first turned me onto him.
Yeah,
I like that stuff. Oh, that's so fucked up. So anyway, the way he saves his mom, again, they never show who kills his mom, so somebody just fucking randomly comes in the house and kills her. So the way for him to change it, because Bruce tells, or Michael Keaton tells him, you can't go back, or no, actually Batflack told him, oh, if you go back you're gonna fuck up the universe because you can't interact. So what does he do? She forgets a can of tomatoes, so he goes back and he puts the can of tomatoes in her basket so she doesn't forget. So then a whole other universe is created because she doesn't get killed and he wants to keep her alive, but his younger version, who's a goofy version of him, has his powers. He turns out to be the Dark Flash because Supergirl gets killed and he's trying to save her, but it turns out you can't change it. Like, there's certain events that have to occur, and so it goes over and over and until the Flash at the end realizes he has to let his mom die, but his dad's in prison too, and his dad's gonna die in prison. So he figures out, instead of putting the can there where his mom will have it so she'll survive, the dad has like this alibi video, but they can't see his face because he never looks up. So what does he do? He puts all the cans on the top shelf, so when the dad goes to buy the can, he looks up, so the dad doesn't go to jail, and that's the way he alters the universe. So it was kind of a nice time because it shows like at the end of the movie. Do you want me to tell the end? So at the very end, he's back in the normal. He thinks he's back in his version of the universe, and the bat car the car that Affleck was driving earlier pulls up, and he's like, Bruce Wayne's here, everything's okay, and it's fucking George Clooney. It's Clooney's Batman. He shows up, and he's like, who are you? And he's like, we know who I am. Wink, wink. And I'm like, that was fucking dope, dude. That was fucking dope.
Wasn't the Nick Cage Superman in there at some point too? I heard some homage.
That was kind of cool. So they do this shit where like they're showing the multiverse is crashing, and they show fucking Christopher Reeves, which I won't lie, I got a little teary eyed when I saw Chris up there, and he's Superman, and he's looking, and they kind of see into each other's universe. Now, I, who am a big Kevin Smith fan, I like a lot of Kevin Smith stuff, even when he gets weenie, when he turns into weenie about shit. He wrote, of course, the famous Superman Lives with Nick Cage and all this shit, and they do that bit. He does that bit where, you know, the producer wants a giant spider, a Thangarian something spider. spider to fight him because the spider is the most deadly. Like, he does a whole, he's done a career on that. And they literally show Nick Cage in CG form fighting a giant spider. And dude, I'm laughing. My wife looked at me because I won't lie. This movie got a lot of reaction out of me because it was just fucking like Easter eggs and just like nods to the, these were absolutely nods to the fans. Like, and I told my wife, I felt bad because if you don't know this shit, you're like, what? Nicholas, why is that Nicholas Cage? Where, you know, a fanboy like me, like, oh, it's Kevin Smith's story. They fucking put it in the movie. And then they showed the original George Reeves Superman, which I got a little teary eyes. I remember watching that when I was a kid on fucking Channel 20. They showed the original Flash running. It was kind of cool. They show like the multiverses are kind of colliding. And so they need to go back. He needs to spread them. So that was kind of neat. I really did enjoy that. It was, but that was all fucking, like, I can see why the movie didn't do great. There was just too much fanboy service in this movie. Where if you're a fanboy, you enjoyed it. But if you were just a normie, like, none of this shit means anything to you. Like, there's no like, oh, that's cool. It's like, what? Like, because even my wife was like, so who were those other Supermen? Like, Christopher Reeve, she's never watching that. So she's like, nope, don't get it. Don't understand it. So again, I liked the movie. I thought the movie had a leg. Yeah, but it just, yeah. No CG. CG sucked. Ezra Miller's whatever. I don't give a shit, dude. I mean, he was okay. To me, it was all about fucking bringing back Michael Keaton. I love the new Supergirl. I just love the nods at all the fucking Batmans. I wish they would have given a nod to fucking Val Kilmer at least. That'd have been kind of cool. That's pretty much it. That was The Flash. Oh, go see Spider-Man. Have you seen that one yet? The Into the Multiverse? What'd you think?
We did an hour and 30-minute long podcast. Came out already. Go ahead and take a listen. Hey, take a listen. Weird. @RolledSpine. That's on all of your social media.
I loved it.
Like and subscribe.
What else do you want to talk about? I want to go see Transformers. I still haven't seen Secret Invasion. I know. I usually would watch it day one, but I'm going to give it some.
Same. Haven't watched it yet.
I'm gonna give it some time. I want a couple episodes in the can before I give it a shot. Well, The Rise of Evil Dead's on HBO, so I'm watching that shit tonight or tomorrow.
You haven't seen that one yet?
No.
Okay. I caught that one theatrically, so.
Yes, I know. You fucking told us all.
It's definitely the worst of the Evil Dead movies, but the Evil Dead movies are better than pretty much any other horror franchise movie for movie, so that just means it's not as good as some of the very best movies in the genre. So, no, you should like it just fine.
So it's the worst best.
Yeah. It's like if I said it was the worst Hellraiser movie, then I'd be like, holy shit, that's dire, right?
No, there's some really bad Hellraiser movies.
Exactly.
That's what he means. If it was the worst of those, you'd be like,
oh, yeah,
shit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because that's...
I mean, well, and admittedly, you did not like the remake from 2013.
I thought it was okay. No, I didn't love it. Well,
but I don't think you'll have as many issues with the new one as you had with that one, so you might actually like it better.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Is everyone afraid? Is everyone ashamed? They're running towards their holes to find out. Apocalyptic thieves are lost amongst our dead. A message to our friends to get out. We think you're special. 21st Century Boys. Dr. And. Between the Pages blog. Chris Lydon. Dave's Comic Heroes blog. DC Tweets. Ed Moore. The Hammer Strikes. Random Geek. E-Stuff. History of Comics on Film. JMT Prod. Julia Raul, who added of the Black Adam episode. This is a movie straight from 2002. Reminds me of the Scorpion King. Black Adam is Zack Snyder light with an anti-hero with no bite. Adam isn't a favorite of mine, and he never showed up on Justice League Unlimited or Morrison and Porter's JLA, so he's not on my radar. The whole tease with Cavill Superman at the end was pointless. And when did Amanda Waller worked with the Justice Society? Why hasn't she sent Task Force X to hunt down Shazam now that she knows about Black Adam? The DCU is a hot mess. I'm glad it's getting rebooted. Justin Jalango, Camo Rossiak, Kirk Spencer, Men, Mike at Send Aliens to Me, who added, I enjoyed Black Adam. It isn't going to rewrite movie history or anything, but I found it entertaining. My comic book collection, 70s to 90s, Rian E. Mike, Richard Field, Roger Preby, Ronald Clark, Sean McLaughlin, who added, this episode is awesome, Sean Phillips, Speak Comics, Superbound, Tim Price, The Podcrasher, Wibbly Wobbly Dicey Wicey RPG Podcast, and Wonder Woman, Warrior for Peace Podcast.
The preceding program is a non-profit fan production. Any copyrighted materials contained therein are believed borrowed under fair use with no copyright infringement intended. Please feel free to leave comments at the Rolled Spine's Productions WordPress blog. You can also send us Twitter comments through the Rolled Spine Podcast Twitter. Thank you for listening.
Son, and that is you are here for a reason.
All those things I can do, all those powers, and I couldn't even save him.
I got my second dose on Saturday.
Did it hit you hard or what?
Nah, I was just like tired. I felt like I should have a fever, but every time I checked out, I didn't.
Yeah, that sounds a little like me, where you feel hot, but you're not actually running a temperature.
Yeah, yeah. So that was annoying, and it really didn't resolve itself until like kind of early this morning that I actually feel. So I got it Saturday around 11:30. Yeah. It wasn't really until yesterday that I felt like better. But like, dude, the Sunday we went to the zoo, we did the fucking paddle boats. I was the only one that could paddle, so I had to paddle the whole fucking boat full of people around. And then we walked around the zoo for like 2 hours, and then went home. And like, I did all that after the shot. And did I feel great? No. But like, I was never like, I gotta go home, I feel so shitty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was more of like, it was almost like I had like bad allergies is what it felt like. You know, like how bad allergies can kind of make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
In fact, it could have been allergies, because this weekend it started getting kind of warm. It could totally have been a coincidence. I got the shot and allergies started kicking in at the same time.
Well, there was that fucking, all the trees got that fucking pollen like crazy.
Yeah, dude. So, you know,
it's
hard for me to even blame the vaccine for it.
I made a mistake yesterday. I was cutting the yard and there was this branch hanging off of one of the trees. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking cut that branch. So I go and I have like one of those extended little handsaws. And dude, as soon as I start shaking it, dude, it looked like a fucking winter storm in yellow, dude. Just fucking bukkake'd me all over the place, dude. My glasses were just covered in pollen. Dude, my whole body had pollen on it. I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm about to start sneezing. I didn't start sneezing, but I was like, it felt like I had sand everywhere, dude. Like, I came inside, I took my clothes off in the garage, and I go into the shower, and immediately it's like fucking, it looked like curry all over the bottom of the shower.
Jesus.
So I was butter curry. Real quick, what did y'all think of the Suicide Squad trailer?
I think we covered it via text. It looks like a Marvel movie. It looks like Suicide Squad on Earth. I mean, it looks like Guardians of the Galaxy on Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm hyped for it. I'm really looking forward to it, because again,
oh, me too. No, me, know, yeah, yeah, no,
it does. It's very Marvel. But it's funny though, it is and it isn't, because going there and being willing to go into that more R-rated territory, with the exception of something like Deadpool, is more of a DC thing at this point. But they're actually good, and the characters have chemistry, and it's actually legitimately funny. So that's the weird thing that we're not used to with DC.
No, absolutely. Well, no, the one thing I wanted to say was fucking James Gunn is absolutely my spirit animal.
Because
as soon as I heard fucking Dirty Work, I was like, holy shit. That song has significance in my life. So I was like, holy shit. Dude, I couldn't stop laughing when that fucking the trailer. And I'm fucking eating lunch at Whataburger, dude. I'm fucking laughing out loud like I'm about to shoot up the place. I'm sure people were fucking nervous. Christ.
Holy Lord. No, I thought it looked good. And you know, I thought the first Suicide Squad movie was complete dog shit, along with most other people, right? That movie was dog shit. It was trying to be a James Gunn movie, except James Gunn had nothing to do with it. And you could just tell. It was so fucking fake. It was awful. Except this movie, you watch the trailer, you're like, oh yeah, this is a fucking James Gunn movie.
This is what James Gunn. Yeah.
Well, and what's great about it too is I think it's full James Gunn, where he can never go full James Gunn at Marvel, but I think they let him do it at DC. And so we're talking like Slither, super, you know, it's like he's going to go to the places he can't go at Marvel. And that's perfect for the Suicide Squad. They're built to do that kind of shit. So yeah, I have no reason to not be happy. I know the vast majority of those fuckers are going to die too, like they're fucking supposed to, because it's a fucking Suicide Squad. So that's important to me too. I love how deceptive it is, because like, they spend so much of the trailer with Michael Rooker, and it's like there's no way that guy's gonna make it to the end of the movie, you know. And then there's other people that you don't even see, like Mongal, where it's like, okay, is this gonna be a tiny little cameo, or are they hiding these characters, you know?
Well, you know,
you know, Javelin's dead because they show Harley Quinn walking around with a javelin like halfway through the trailer. So I'm like, well, he's out. And then Weasel. Wait, is Weasel a human and turns into a weasel, or
he's a Firestorm villain? And I don't remember if he was a werebeing or if it was a suit, because DC has this weird thing where they have people wear hairy suits sometimes.
Yeah,
but I lean, because I know the hyena was a werebeing. I don't remember if the weasel was or not, but I think in the movie he definitely is.
Because I watched that trailer like 20 times, and there's a scene where they're taking like this. It looks like some kind of a collar off of a normal skinny guy, and I was just assuming, oh, I guess that's Weasel, like in his human form, and when they take it off, he mutates into it.
It's very possible.
That's fucking like, it's definitely fucking Rocket Raccoon on crack. Like,
well, I mean, it's the same actor. It's Sean Gunn playing, doing the physical part.
But you have Rocket Raccoon that's like this fucking military, you know, strategist, and then you have fucking Weasel like licking the glass like a fucking pedophile or some shit. It was just like, holy shit.
To some degree, it's almost like he's doing a parody of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, it's almost like,
or it's an R-rated Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that too.
I think that's what it was.
I still remember when we saw it in the theaters, and fucking Mac was like, when he did that fucking Pollock joke, he's like, we had a black light in here. And I remember
the Jackson Pollock painting.
Dude, you started laughing and you looked at me, you were like, what the fuck? And I'm like, holy shit, did he just say he nuts all over the ship?
You know, or even when he's doing the Jack in the Box and he's turning the and he's doing the middle finger to the dude, like shit like that. It's borderline, you know what I'm saying? But obviously this is gonna go to a whole different
Hell yeah, dude, he's gonna push it. I mean, I honestly love the trailer when King Shark does hand, and then you look at, was it Bloodshot or Bloodsport, and he's like, oh, we're fucked. And then they look at Polka Dot Man, and he's like, I hope, you know, he goes, oh, we're all gonna die. He goes, I hope so. Dude, that delivery, I was dying laughing, dude.
And that's the dude from Ant-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's one of Ant-Man's guys. Yeah, lots of Marvel people.
Yeah. Dude, look, I'm telling you, it's a Marvel movie disguised as a DC movie.
I'm down for it. I think this is what they need to do.
They need a win, dude.
I hope they get Scott Derrickson next too. Poor guy.
Because really, I came to realize that fucking Snyder fans are fucking toxic as shit.
They're like, just now.
They were like, you know, I'm pretty hardcore Marvel, but even I'm like, I have my limits. I was really disappointed with like Kevin Smith coming out like, oh yeah, they should release the Snyderverse. I'm like, dude, they don't want to do that anymore. Like, the movie was okay, but it wasn't like game changer or anything. So, dude, I was like,
there's like death threats on the WB executives, and now they're calling for they're wanting
the
some other
of the Suicide Squad,
the Ayers cut,
the Ayers cut, and all the shit. And it's just like, you should have never done the Snyder shit. Like, now the studio's like, fuck, we should have never done this.
This is why you never negotiate with terrorists.
Exactly. And the Kong and Godzilla already blew Snyder Cut off the map. Like, it's already the biggest rated thing ever in HBO Max history. So they didn't even need it. And now, what do you call it? Snyder's doing interviews where he's like, I got like a 6-hour cut. And they're like, oh, release the 6-hour cut. And it's like, dude, you should have never done this shit. It was so not worth it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not worth it. And I tell you why, you know, it wasn't worth it. Because nobody's actually fucking talking about that movie anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it came out and nobody's really fucking talking.
I won't lie. I was talking about how I'd rewatch it. I tried to rewatch it, and I got into about 45 minutes into it. And I'm like, you know, the coolness factor, once it kind of washes off of it, yeah, I got other shit to do. Like, I don't have time to invest. Fucking slow in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I actually just watched up to the Amazons because I enjoy that part, and then I was kind of like, yeah, okay, I think I'm done now. Like, I don't have to watch anymore.
It's like I said during the podcast, you're going to watch the sequences that you like. Nobody's going to watch the whole fucking thing again. It's too fucking long. Too boring. It's just not that good. It's better than anybody thought it was going to be, but it's just not that good.
No, you know, trust me, dude. You see some of the fanboys and they're just like, greatest movie ever made. I'm like, I don't know about all of that. Like, that's a pretty tall order there. I mean,
Can we give a shout out to Fryhole, who had a fantastic observation about Aquaman, who litters more than fucking anybody in the whole movie? Fryhole's like, he's throwing bottles in the ocean and t-shirts in the ocean. Like, the dude has no fucking regard for the environment.
Fucking like dolphins coming up dying, fucking choking on his shirt.
Choking on beer, fucking Heineken bottles and stuff.
Well, he really throws those things too, so they got like glass shards in their eyes and shit. That's horrible.
Oh my god, dude. Like, he just murdered a seal when he threw that bottle up against the ground.
I love it, dude.
That was a good one, yeah.
You got a 100-year-old sea turtle choking on a 50-50 poly cotton blend because he threw it in the ocean. Anyway, okay.
But yeah, no, it's like you said, everybody was talking about that movie for, you know, a weekend, like an extended weekend, or maybe a week if you want to give it a lot of room. I think there are a lot of cinephiles. A lot of people were talking about it in the abstract just because, like, wow, I can't believe that actually happened. And, you know, again, saying, well, it was better than I was expecting. But like you said, you gave it a week, and then after that, the conversation just died and everybody moved on. And I think that's part of what's freaking the fuck out. It's like everybody got, like, there were a lot of people who were upset, myself included, that they finally officially canceled the Ava DuVernay New Gods movie, whereas nobody gave a shit about them not doing the Trench movie. And, you know, they were trying to do this whole thing where it's like it's Zack Snyder's fault because they used Darkseid and the Snyder cut, blah, blah, blah. The most valid explanation was that, no, their next big movie is going to be Flashpoint, and they're going to use that to kind of reboot the DCEU and drop the shit that wasn't working and bring up new shit that they hope will work. And, you know, all that New Gods shit was Snyder stuff, and they don't want to deal with that shit anymore because people, normies, aren't gravitating toward that. And people are still going like, what the fuck's a mother box? And so they're like, we're not expanding upon the Snyderverse anymore. So the last thing we're going to do is approach this difficult material that's also already been better done at Marvel. You know, everything you'd want to do with the New Gods, they're already done at Marvel. And you've already got Eternals coming this year. God only knows what that's going to do versus what the New Gods would end up doing. So yeah, they're just going to drop it and they're going to move on. They're going to make like Deathstroke movies or some shit, or probably not even that. But
well, all the Aquaman spinoffs got canceled too, right? Like the Trench and all that shit.
Well, and at one point they were talking about doing an Amazon movie too, but that, I haven't heard about that in the longest time. So
is Wonder Woman getting a third movie?
Yeah. I mean, it's a given that she's going to have a third movie. It's the question is who's going to write it, who's going to direct it, what form is it going to take?
James Gunn.
Oh, fuck off.
James Gunn, and he takes a script by Mark Millar.